Our last piece tonight begins with an inscription by Lauryn Hill. Everything is everything. What is meant to be will be. After winter must come spring, change. It comes eventually. And now the poem. Still life with young black woman's face etched into a school desk by Courtney Lamar Charleston. Locks felled like piano wires of rain over brown eyes. This is what I remember most clearly. And her name, true, either Iman, spelled like a declaration, or Yaman, spelled like a question, and one to which I must admit that I don't know. Not much, not a thing at all. We are, or were, just a bit too young to fathom even a fraction of the Lord's rationale for the workings of the world. During weekday mass, we said our prayers as taught and went back to class, our uniforms ironed onto our very personalities. Hurriedly, with wrinkles setting into awkward creases. This is to say, we knew when to obey, which was almost always, and we knew when to act out of our skin in those thin moments when, in the instinct of young color, we clapped our hands to the beat, sang along to what some right-winger would label obscenity, being kids first and being satisfied with what that meant. For 3 or 4 minutes at a time. About her life, I didn't know much or why her grandmother was her guardian, arching over her like the vaults of a church. I filed that into a manila folder, how a social worker might, except I wouldn't truly know, not deep into the bloody business of life back then, though there were always the gun songs blazing in the night like a waste of a good guitar. There were always the car alarms and the sirens and the sneaker prints stamped into the sidewalk near 83rd and Yates, a running stride. As they say, everything is everything. Or it was, before it came apart at the fringes beyond our reaching hands like dread hairs gone astray at the tips from touching too much water. To think she could be a ghost now, by any number of means, for any reason, good or not, accidentally like a pregnancy or planned like a pregnancy, and me, filled with so much blood, aging color, making a declaration spelled maybe like her name, I, man, she, what? Another girl gone, a whisper in the alley, reclusive musician, public defender, perhaps? I want to believe she's somewhere watching the nightly news right now, asking a question spelled like her name might be, the air empty of any answer, her mind wandering, wondering what happened to the sweet little boy with the gap in his teeth. If everything is everything, like it was, like it ain't, and never really been, because the wheels on that yellow bus went round and round, not stopping even on a drop off, because the 60 seconds from that door to the next one were our only allowed outside. All times otherwise spent locked inside. School, house, or hallelujah. So have mercy on us. Hope we were meant to be.
Thank you.
Please join us in the lobby for refreshments and s'more readings.